Good morning, Milwaukee and surrounding area at 659 WAUK 540 on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up in just a bit, following CBS News, Stuart J. Wiles will get a look at the local news. Leslie Lido has got state news. Mike Clements has got sports. Traffic with Bonnie Green. And a guy named Sean, whose last name I'm still learning, for the meteorologist with our weather. Right now at CBS News, WAUK News Time is 7 o'clock.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Texas National Guard troops have arrived in Illinois. They'll take up positions on the streets of Chicago today on orders from the Pentagon. Mayor Brandon Johnson isn't happy about it.
Handpicking National Guard's people from another state, the state of Texas, and then sending them to the state of Illinois, this is illegal, unconstitutional, and dangerous.
The troops may be headed back home soon. A federal judge will consider lawsuits by both the state and city tomorrow. The government shutdown is now in its eighth day, and more airports, including Nashville and Chicago's O'Hare, are being hobbled by short staffing as air traffic controllers sick out to protest work without pay orders. Union rep Stephanie Winder.
I would say that morale has definitely been impacted, primarily because it's already a stressful profession.
Meantime, President Trump is suggesting some furloughed federal workers will get back pay and some won't. He also says he will follow the law. Mr. Trump's made no secret of his disdain for former FBI Director James Comey.
I think he's a crooked guy. He's a dirty cop.
Today, Comey will be arraigned at federal court in Virginia on charges of obstruction of justice and lying to the Senate 5 years ago, when he denied authorizing leaks to the media. CBS's Natalie Brand.
CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson says perjury and obstruction can be difficult charges to prove. She also says the defense could potentially file a motion to dismiss the case.
Depending on what a judge allows, James Comey could argue that he is just the victim of a political prosecution.
More federal employees may soon have to prove they're telling the truth.
CBS News has learned Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard recently ordered intelligence agencies to review whether polygraph tests should be added to the security clearance process for their employees or contractors. She wants to know if they've leaked information to the media. The Department of Homeland Security has already been using lie detector tests. One source tells CBS News the intelligence community has found a lack of polygraph tests has emboldened former employees to spy for other countries. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Good news, screen addicts. Doesn't take that much time away from your streams and social media to stay healthy.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. A study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine finds incorporating just 2 minutes of exercise snacks into your daily routine can improve your health and reduce your risk of depression. The authors say engaging in as little as 10 to 59 minutes of stair climbing, brisk walking, or push-ups each week could reduce your risk of premature death by close to 20%.
Dow futures are up 85. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whoa, whoa, more fiber?
What?
Ugh, down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A A judge has blocked a Trump administration effort to change pregnancy prevention programs for teenagers.
When President Trump took office in January, the administration imposed ideological mandates on grant recipients of the nationwide program. Three Planned Parenthood affiliates sued, and the judge just ruled in their favor, blasting the policy change, saying it was, quote, motivated solely by political concerns, devoid of any considered process or analysis, and ignorant of the statutory emphasis on evidence-based programming. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Mobile, Alabama Sheriff Paul Birch is under fire for a Halloween display on his front lawn. It features three skeletons in ICE t-shirts chasing three others wearing Mexican sombreros and ponchos. Sheriff's Cuban-born wife says her husband had nothing to do with it. It was all her idea. If she's forced to take it down, she has lots of other topics to cover. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's newest push to crack down on reckless driving is now in the hands of state lawmakers. Senate Bill 375 would allow the city to put up 75 red light and speed cameras at major crash sites. Lawmakers yesterday heard testimony from crash victims and supporters calling for safer streets. Opponents say the cameras could unfairly burden low-income drivers. The Senate Transportation Committee must now decide whether to send the bill to the full Senate for debate. If it passes, Milwaukee would be the first city in Wisconsin allowed to use traffic cameras. Another effort at calming traffic is also being talked about. Downtown drivers could soon see fewer lanes on Water Street. Milwaukee's Department of Public Works wants to shrink part of the street from four lanes to two, adding protected bike and bus lanes along an eight-block stretch. City officials say slower speeds would mean fewer crashes and safer travel for bikers, walkers, and cars. The city council will have the final say. If approved, the project would be funded through tax districts. It is all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Moving on, Milwaukee firefighters aren't waiting for emergencies. They're going door-to-door to prevent them. During Fire Prevention Week, Milwaukee fire crews are going door-to-door installing free smoke detectors and talking about safety. Fire officials say smoke alarms save lives by giving families time to get out when every second counts. If you do need a free alarm, there is a smoke alarm hotline. You can call 211 to get connected to that hotline. Do you need some help with benefits or managing your money? The Milwaukee Office of African American Affairs has you covered today. At their office on West Fond du Lac Avenue, food share advocates will be on hand starting at noon to help with food share, medical, and child care benefits. There will also be a free financial literacy event called Budgeting 101. City leaders say the event is open to anyone looking for support and practical skills. And after tonight, the Brewers will either be on to the next round in the playoffs or they'll be preparing for another game in Chicago. First pitch today for Game 3 in the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs is at 4:08. If you need to be surrounded by other fans, there is a watch party at Davidson Park on the Harley-Davidson campus. There, giant TV, local food trucks, tailgate games, and appearances by Brewer mascots Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. Fans are encouraged to bring lawn chairs and blankets to get comfortable. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Call is calling for another run in the same position. Attorney General Josh Call is running for re-election, and it comes after rumors that he was considering entering the race for governor. Call is mostly through his second term as the top law enforcement official in the state. He first beat then-Attorney General Brad Schimmel and then Fond du Lac County DA Eric Toney, both Republicans. Toney is expected to join this race and run against Call in a rematch. If rural roads are on your route, keep alert. It's harvest season in Wisconsin, and that means more agricultural traffic on the roads. Along with drivers needing to be aware of slow-moving vehicles, you can help in other ways if you notice roads that are in need of repair because of agricultural traffic. You can reach out to your local government officials to remind them that now is the time to apply for funding through the State Agricultural Roads Improvement Program, or ARIP. The application period opened on Monday. There's $150 million in grant funds included for the program in the state budget. Cranberry season's underway in Wisconsin, and while the crop's smaller, the state still leads the nation in production. Growers are expecting about 5.3 million barrels, down from last year's 6 million, though. Grant Hawley, who leads the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association, says research is now focused on helping cranberry plants handle rising temperatures and humidity. He says a warmer climate could invite more pests north, but so far the crop's holding steady.
We are producing about 67% of the nation's cranberries, a little over half of the world's cranberries. Are things going to get a little bit leaner? Yeah, they are. But we're not going to lose that title. Wisconsin's still going to be the home of the cranberry.
Holly says Wisconsin isn't giving up its cranberry crown anytime soon. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
And good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. I'm Dan Handy, thanks for being there. Coming up, Mike Clemens has got a sports update. Game 3 this afternoon at 4:08 from Wrigley Field, NLDS. If the Brewers win, they go on to the NLCS. Go Crew Go. 7:10 WAUK News Time is 7:10 and sports is coming up.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests, and the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April, and if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Showman and David Crowley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Allball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM Milwaukee.
Seven 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. I'm Dan Haney. Good morning to you. Thanks for being there. We got sports with Mike Clemens talking about Brewer baseball.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After two wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, feel really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a fifth-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing three in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
7:14, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Traffic is brought to you by Rapid Radio's Bonnie Green. What you got?
Eastbound Airport Spur at 13th Street, still an accident blocking the right lane. 4145 northbound, stop and go Swan to Capitol. Southbound, it's 124th to Good Hope. 94 westbound, 16th Street to Mitchell Boulevard, heavy. Eastbound, 92nd Street to 35th, backed up too. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Traffic is sponsored by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code RADIO and get an extra 5% off. Coming up, get a look at the weather forecast, and we'll do that right now. WAUK News Time is 7:15. Let's get a look at the weather forecast from our meteorologist.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a high from the low 40s to the upper 40s. Warmest temperatures closer to the lake. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Thank you, Sean. Coming up next, CBS and Money Watch, as they call it. WAUK News Time is 7:15.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th, kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9, and then coming up at 9, we've got Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Right now, it's CBS News and Money Watch. WAUK News Time is 7:18.
CBS Money Watch.
A week into the U.S. government shutdown, there are growing concerns over the impact to the aviation industry. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says there has been an uptick in sick callouts from air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the shutdown. This has caused flight delays at multiple airports in cities around the country. It comes as the country already has a shortage of those workers. The holiday shopping season kicks off today for Amazon Prime members. The e-commerce giant is offering early discounts on lots of merchandise like home decor, fashion, and toys. Amazon Prime Big Deal Days last from October 7th through 8th. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. For more, log on to CBSMoneyWatch.com. At the CBS Broadcast Center, I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
Good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news, all morning. Thanks for being there. I'm Dan Haney. Coming up after CBS News, Local news with Stuart J. Waddles. State news with Leslie Lotto. Mike Clemens has got sports, traffic and weather, and money and business news. And, of course, Pam Yonke, she's got the updates with the farm reports from the Midwest Farm Reports. The morning news continues with CBS World News next. WAUK News Time is 7:19.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Texas National Guard troops have arrived in Illinois. They'll take up positions on the streets of Chicago today on orders from the Pentagon. Mayor Brandon Johnson isn't happy about it.
Handpicking National Guard's people from another state, the state of Texas, and then sending them to the state of Illinois, this is illegal, unconstitutional, and dangerous.
The troops may be headed back home soon. A federal judge will consider lawsuits by both the state and city tomorrow. The government shutdown is now in its eighth day, and more airports, including Nashville and Chicago's O'Hare, are being hobbled by short staffing as air traffic controllers sick out to protest work without pay orders. Union rep Stephanie Winder.
I would say that morale has definitely been impacted, primarily because it's already a stressful profession.
Meantime, President Trump is suggesting some furloughed federal workers will get back pay and some won't. He also says he will follow the law. Mr. Trump's made no secret of his disdain for former FBI Director James Comey.
I think he's a crooked guy. He's a dirty cop.
Today, Comey will be arraigned at federal court in Virginia on charges of obstruction of justice and lying to the Senate 5 years ago, when he denied authorizing leaks to the media. CBS's Natalie Brand.
CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson says perjury and obstruction can be difficult charges to prove. She also says the defense could potentially file a motion to dismiss the case.
Depending on what a judge allows, James Comey could argue that he is just the victim of a political prosecution.
More federal employees may soon have to prove they're telling the truth.
CBS News has learned Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard recently ordered intelligence agencies to review whether polygraph tests should be added to the security clearance process for their employees or contractors. She wants to know if they've leaked information to the media. The Department of Homeland Security has already been using lie detector tests. One source tells CBS News the intelligence community has found a lack of polygraph tests has emboldened former employees to spy for other countries. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Good news, screen addicts. Doesn't take that much time away from your streams and social media to stay healthy.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. A study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine finds incorporating just 2 minutes of exercise snacks into your daily routine can improve your health and reduce your risk of depression. The authors say engaging in as little as 10 to 59 minutes of stair climbing, brisk walking, or push-ups each week could reduce your risk of premature death by close to 20%.
Dow futures are up 85. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whoa, whoa, more fiber?
What?
Ugh, down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A judge has blocked a Trump administration effort to change pregnancy prevention programs for teenagers.
When President Trump took office in January, the administration imposed ideological mandates on grant recipients of the nationwide program. Three Planned Parenthood affiliates sued, and the judge just ruled in their favor, blasting the policy change, saying it was, quote, motivated solely by political concerns, devoid of any considered process or analysis, and ignorant of the statutory emphasis on evidence-based programming. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Mobile, Alabama Sheriff Paul Birch is under fire for a Halloween display on his front lawn. It features three skeletons in ICE t-shirts chasing three others wearing Mexican sombreros and ponchos. Sheriff's Cuban-born wife says her husband had nothing to do with it. It was all her idea. If she's forced to take it down, she has lots of other topics to cover. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While some will be shouting against Chicago today, some will be showing support for the Windy City. There's a protest action planned in Milwaukee today over federal enforcement efforts in Chicago and in Illinois. Protesters are set to rally at 5:30 in Cathedral Square, saying the arrival of the Texas National Guard in Chicago is going too far. Organizers of the event, which includes Voces de la Frontera, say they aren't happy about immigration efforts in the land of Lincoln. The effort will be taking place at the same time the Brewers will be playing the Cubs. The fight to bring red light cameras to Milwaukee isn't over yet. State lawmakers now have to decide whether to move the idea forward. Yesterday, there was a public hearing packed with emotional stories from crash survivors and families. The proposal would let the city install up to 75 cameras at dangerous intersections and send tickets to drivers who speed or run red lights. Supporters say it's about saving lives, but others argue it could lead to unfair fines. The bill still has to clear a Senate committee before going to the full legislature for a vote. You may see some firefighters on your doorbell camera. Milwaukee fire crews are spending Fire Prevention Week installing free smoke detectors across city neighborhoods. Crews are going door to door in 8 blocks of the city yesterday, with more homes getting doorbells rung this week. The program focuses on making sure every home has a working smoke alarm and an escape plan in case of a fire. People can request a free smoke detector by calling the city's hotline. You can get connected to that by calling 211. It is all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Moving along, a new connection for Milwaukee County cyclists is on the way. The County Parks Department plans to extend the Oak Leaf Trail more than a mile through Bender Park next year. The just over a mile stretch will link East Oakwood Road to Lake Vista Boulevard, creating a new spur. Construction bids are already open and the work should finish by this time next year. The $1.3 million project is paid for mostly with federal air quality grant money. And Brewers fans not going to Chicago for Game 3 don't have to miss out on the high fives. There will be a free outdoor watch party for the playoff baseball game at Davidson Park in Milwaukee. That's on the Harley campus. Fans will have a huge screen for viewing the game, local food vendors, music, and visits from Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. Organizers say to bring your own chairs and blankets. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Two people have been arrested and hundreds of animals rescued from a property near the Wisconsin Dells area. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says those arrested face a bunch of animal neglect charges. On Friday, the Sheriff's Office was called to a property in Plymouth Township after reports of animals on the loose. Investigators say an investigation of the property found a significant case of animal neglect. Nearly 400 animals in total were located on the property, including 81 dogs, 10 puppies, 126 rabbits, 5 horses, 136 chickens, and 35 goats. The animals were surrendered to authorities and are now with numerous animal welfare organizations and shelters. Governor Tony Evers says he's ready to step in if the federal government shutdown drags on, telling reporters during a visit to Brown Deer that he'd consider using executive action to handle any health care issues caused by the shutdown. He called using state resources to keep people healthy low-hanging fruit. Evers also said extending Affordable Care Act tax credits should be something Republicans can agree on. Best battery practices, the focus of Fire Prevention Week across the state. Many fire departments are putting a spotlight on a growing issue, lithium-ion batteries. Oshkosh Fire Chief Tim Hyman warns that when those types of batteries are damaged or overcharged, they can catch fire or explode.
Any damage to that battery can cause what we call a thermal runaway, where basically that battery starts to self-heat, has a reaction, and despite whatever actions we may take, like putting water on it, doesn't really stop that thermal runaway, and it keeps heating and heating and heating. And basically, there's an explosion or fire that can result.
Chief Hyman says to use only approved chargers and never charge batteries on a bed or couch. A house in Kenosha County recently burned to the ground with the homeowner trying to charge a battery for their drone. Badger State houses keep rising in prices. The Wisconsin Realtors Association releasing its August real estate report showing another increase in median home prices. According to the report, the statewide median home price rose by over 5% since August of 2024 to $338,000. The report also found a nearly 2% increase in existing home sales compared to last year and about a 1% increase in year-to-date home sales. Organization officials say the data in the report could indicate a market shift that could benefit first-time home buyers. Wisconsin's own Ed Gein, or Gein, depending who you ask, topped the Netflix charts over last weekend, coming in at number one on the top 10 list. Monster, the Ed Gein story, is an eight-part series profiling the infamous murderer and grave robber from Plainfield, Wisconsin. The series received negative reviews from critics following its debut last Friday, with some saying it's overly graphic and filled with factual inaccuracies. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
Good morning, it's 7:30. Cloudy skies in Milwaukee and 47 degrees. Winds are out of the northwest at 7. All news all morning on 540 WAUK and also on 100.3 FM. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, Mike Clements has got sports, Bonnie Green has got traffic, and Sean has got an updated weather forecast. WAUK News Time is 7:31.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming as well at waukradio.com. Thanks for being there. Serving all news all morning, I'm Dan Haney. Coming up, Bonnie Green's got traffic, Sean with our weather forecast, and right now, we've got Mike Clements in sports.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clements with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After two wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, we're really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a fifth-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing three in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Quick look at the roads on your morning drive into work. 734 WAUK traffic, 540 on 100.3 FM. Traffic is brought to you by Blindster.com. Bonnie Green, what you got?
Some good news on the eastbound airport spur. The accident at 13th Street has cleared. 4145 southbound is still jammed up between 124th and Good Hope with road work. And 94 eastbound is stopped from the Zoo interchange to before Hawley with an accident. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. WAUK Traffic, sponsored by Blindster.com. Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't for any reason, they'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com. Get a quick look at the weather forecast. In just a bit, WAUK News Time is 7:35.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a high from the low 40s to the upper 40s. Warmest temperatures closer to the lake. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Thank you, Sean. Ag News coming up with Pam Yonke, WAUK News Time, 735.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at.
This is Donald Driver. Listen up. You'll never know who you'll see.
With 17 pro courts, there's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule, plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screens. Or catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Billing Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Billing Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, 6 until 9. Coming up, CBS News. Also, Stuart J. Waddles with local news in the WAUK newsroom. And Leslie Lotto has got state news. Right now, let's get a look at ag news, agricultural news. Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report. WAUK News Time is 7:37.
Still no details out of Washington, D.C. on possible federal aid headed to farms to offset soybean losses. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. What do we think will happen? Those details on the way.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
We still expect details this week on federal aid headed to the nation's farmers to try to offset losses, specifically when it comes to soybeans. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says it'll probably look a lot like the first term under the Trump administration.
It's going to be probably directed heavier towards the soybean side of the equation in terms of just providing straight up aid based off of production. Those are, again, all the rumors that we're hearing out there. Now we'll see what they touch for both, you know, other grains as well. But the initial payments back when President Trump was in office during the first trade war was really pretty much focused on soybeans. And then we think that's going to be where the impact's going to be the most. We'll see what those numbers say today.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Now, as details are released, we'll post them just as fast as we can. Follow us, MidwestFarmReport.com or Midwest Farm Report on social media. Markets are trending lower in overnight electronic trade. Those numbers are next.
From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese stood still at 177. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny and a half at 173.5. Double A butter dropped 2¾ cents on Tuesday, 166¾ per pound. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up to $16.91. Right now, the December new crop corn's unchanged at $4.19. November new crop soybeans unchanged at $10.22. July new crop wheat, that's down two right now, $5.48 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Rolling into a Wednesday trade session. Sign up for a daily e-newsletter. You won't miss a thing. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Just curious, what's your favorite cheese? Mine is Brick. Made in Thereso, Wisconsin. Look it up. I'm Dan Haney. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Serving all news all morning. And coming up, CBS News. Then, Stuart J. Waddles with local news from the WAUK newsroom. Leslie Lotto has got state news. And let's get the CBS News now. WAUK news time is 7:41. Cloudy skies in Milwaukee and 47 degrees.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Texas National Guard troops hit the streets of Chicago today. Correspondent Ashar Quarishi is nearby in Broadview.
Roughly 200 members of the Texas National Guard arrived overnight yesterday. Sources familiar with the operation tell CBS News that they're stationed at the U.S. Army Reserve Training Center in Elwood, about 50 miles southwest of Chicago. Now, the deployment comes after the Trump administration moved to send hundreds of Illinois and Texas Guard members to the city following several weeks of sweeping immigration raids here that have triggered at times tense protests against federal agents.
A federal judge hears lawsuits tomorrow by the city and state. President Trump's longtime political foe, former FBI Director James Comey, will be arraigned on federal charges of obstruction and lying during Senate testimony about approving leaks to the media. Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson.
Essentially, he's going to argue, among other things, in his first motions, that this is a vindictive prosecution. And unlike most other cases, he has quite a load of evidence to bring to the court.
The government shutdown is entering day 8, and delays and frustrations are mounting at the nation's airports as air traffic controllers sick out to protest lack of pay. This traveler waiting to get off the ground in Nashville.
It's ludicrous that we are dealing with this.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes is in Washington.
Still no serious signs, unfortunately, of any kind of negotiation, not between Democrats and Republicans on the Hill or between Democrats and the White House. Democrats are still holding out for the renewal of Obamacare premium subsidies before they will vote to fund the government. They also want some cuts to Medicaid rolled back.
Another state in the South is suing a popular gaming platform. CBS's Michael Wallace.
We're here to make Roblox safe, full stop.
Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman accuses Roblox of creating a playground for predators. He says adults can easily expose children to sexual and violent content, including games depicting the recent assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Underneath this cartoonish, innocent venue is something sinister.
Rolling Stone has just released its list of the greatest songs of the 21st century so far. Missy Elliott's tune from 2001 is number one. Second. Wait, Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, released in 2003, same as Beyoncé and Jay-Z's love song. Crazy in Love is third. Dow futures are up 110. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
An NFL team owner has to pay up for making a naughty gesture at a game last weekend.
The crowd went wild for Jerry Jones when he stood up in his box at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey Sunday after Dak Prescott's fourth touchdown pass. But that shriek is after Jones threw up his middle finger to the crowd. He says it was inadvertent, but now the NFL has fined the Dallas Cowboys owner $250,000. The 82-year-old says on his radio show that he was interacting with Dallas fans, not Jets fans.
There wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Three scientists who developed metal organic frameworks have won this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry. One of them, Omar Yaghi, is an American from UC Berkeley. The Nobel Committee likens their discovery to Hermione Granger's enchanted handbag in Harry Potter. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's newest push to crack down on reckless driving is now in the hands of state lawmakers. Senate Bill 375 would allow the city to put up 75 red light and speed cameras at major crash sites. Lawmakers yesterday heard testimony from crash victims and supporters calling for safer streets. Opponents say the cameras could unfairly burden low-income drivers. The Senate Transportation Committee must now decide whether to send the bill to the full Senate for debate. If it passes, Milwaukee would be the first city in Wisconsin allowed to use traffic cameras. Another effort at calming traffic is also being talked about. Downtown drivers could soon see fewer lanes on Water Street. Milwaukee's Department of Public Works wants to shrink part of the street from four lanes to two, adding protected bike and bus lanes along an eight-block stretch. City officials say slower speeds would mean fewer crashes and safer travel for bikers, walkers, and cars. The city council will have the final say. If approved, the project would be funded through tax districts. It is all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Moving on, Milwaukee firefighters aren't waiting for emergencies. They're going door-to-door to prevent them. During Fire Prevention Week, Milwaukee fire crews are going door-to-door installing free smoke detectors and talking about safety. Fire officials say smoke alarms save lives by giving families time to get out when every second counts. If you do need a free alarm, there is a smoke alarm hotline. You can call 211 to get connected to that hotline. Do you need some help with benefits or managing your money? The Milwaukee Office of African American Affairs has you covered today. At their office on West Fond du Lac Avenue, food share advocates will be on hand starting at noon to help with food share, medical, and child care benefits. There will also be a free financial literacy event called Budgeting 101. City leaders say the event is open to anyone looking for support and practical skills. And after tonight, the Brewers will either be on to the next round in the playoffs or they'll be preparing for another game in Chicago. First pitch today for Game 3 in the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs is at 4:08. If you need to be surrounded by other fans, there is a watch party at Davidson Park on the Harley-Davidson campus. There, giant TV, local food trucks, tailgate games, and appearances by Brewer mascots Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. Fans are encouraged to bring lawn chairs and blankets to get comfortable. And that's the local update.
It's all news, all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Call is calling for another run in the same position. Attorney General Josh Call is running for re-election, and it comes after rumors that he was considering entering the race for governor. Call is mostly through his second term as the top law enforcement official in the state. He first beat then-Attorney General Brad Schimmel and then Fond du Lac County DA Eric Toney, both Republicans. Toney is expected to join this race and run against Call in a rematch. If rural roads are on your route, keep alert. It's harvest season in Wisconsin, and that means more agricultural traffic on the roads. Along with drivers needing to be aware of slow-moving vehicles, you can help in other ways if you notice roads that are in need of repair because of agricultural traffic. You can reach out to your local government officials to remind them that now is the time to apply for funding through the State Agricultural Roads Improvement Program, or ARIP. The application period opened on Monday. There's $150 million in grant funds included for the program in the state budget. Cranberry season's underway in Wisconsin, and while the crop's smaller, the state still leads the nation in production. Growers are expecting about 5.3 million barrels, down from last year's 6 million, though. Grant Hawley, who leads the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association, says research is now focused on helping cranberry plants handle rising temperatures and humidity. He says a warmer climate could invite more pests north, but so far the crop's holding steady.
We are producing about 67% of the nation's cranberries, a little over half of the world's cranberries. Are things going to get a little bit leaner? Yeah, they are. But we're not going to lose that title. Wisconsin's still going to be the home of the cranberry.
Holly says Wisconsin isn't giving up its cranberry crown anytime soon. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
7:51, good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning, how are you? I'm Dan Hanny. Coming up, we'll get a look at sports with Mike Clemens. Also, traffic with Bonnie Green. Sean Cable, our meteorologist, with weather. And that's coming up next on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time, 7:51.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd to 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to WAUKradio.com to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelf for new favorites.
morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning along with your coffee, bacon and eggs and toast, or maybe an English muffin. I'm Dan Haney. Coming up, we've got traffic with Bonnie Crane, Sean Cable with our weather update. And right now, Mike Clemens, the guy who sleeps maybe 3 to 4 hours a day, I think, perhaps, he's got sports right now.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After 2 wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last 2 games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, feel really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a 5th-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing 3 in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
WAUK Traffic Time, sponsored by RapidRadios.com. Bonnie Crane, what you got?
It is a tough morning. 43 southbound is just stopped from Brown Deer Road to Silver Spring Drive. 4145 northbound heavy, Watertown Plank to Hampton. Southbound 124th to Good Hope, still heavy into road work. And 94 eastbound is jammed up from the Zoo Interchange to before Holly crash on the right shoulder. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com for up to 60% off and free shipping. WAUK News Time 7:55. Time to get a look at the weather forecast with staff meteorologist Sean Cable.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a high from the low 40s to the upper 40s. Warmest temperatures closer to the lake. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Coming up, we're going to look at CBS News with Money Watch. WAUK News Time is 7:56.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests. And the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April. And if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic 5-cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with 6 simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding 5 bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic 5-cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
7:58 WAUK, 540 on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. Good morning, I'm Dan Haney. Coming up in a bit, CBS News. But right now, let's get a look at, or let's talk money with Market Watch right now on WAUK.
CBS Money Watch.
Salesforce says it will not engage, negotiate with, or pay any extortion demand after cyber criminals claim to have stolen nearly a billion of the cloud-based software firm's files. The hacker group involved is connected to a string of ransomware attacks on British retailers. Batches of Snowpack Foods frozen spinach have been recalled due to possible listeria contamination. Customers are urged to throw away or return the product to the place of purchase for a refund. The Department of Agriculture warns the spinach may also be found in some HelloFresh ready-made cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta and unstuffed peppers with ground turkey meals. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. For more, log on to CBSMoneyWatch.com. At the CBS Broadcast Center, I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming as well at waukradio.com. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. CBS News coming up. Stuart J. Wiles with local news and Leslie Lotto with state news. Coming up next, CBS News, WAUK News Time 7:59.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Texas National Guard troops hit the streets of Chicago today. Correspondent Ashar Quarishi is nearby in Broadview.
Roughly 200 members of the Texas National Guard arrived overnight yesterday. Sources familiar with the operation tell CBS News that they're stationed at the U.S. Army Reserve Training Center in Elwood, about 50 miles southwest of Chicago. Now, the deployment comes after the Trump administration moved to send hundreds of Illinois and Texas Guard members to the city following several weeks of sweeping immigration raids here that have triggered at times tense protests against federal agents.
A federal judge hears lawsuits tomorrow by the city and state. President Trump's longtime political foe, former FBI Director James Comey, will be arraigned on federal charges of obstruction and lying during Senate testimony about approving leaks to the media. Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson.
Essentially, he's going to argue, among other things, in his first motions, that this is a vindictive prosecution and unlike.